You are listening to Your First 100K, the number one podcast for Christian entrepreneurs, coaches, and business owners who want time freedom and financial freedom so that they can provide for their families, travel the world, and give back to the less fortunate. If that's you, then sit back and stay tuned in because you're in the right place. I'm your host, Joseph Warren. I started my first multi-million dollar business at age 19 and wasted away my 20s trying to find happiness through money, success, and pleasure. I made millions, but I still didn't feel happy or fulfilled until I learned the real secrets of success. So the big question is this: how can Christian entrepreneurs like us, who didn't give up on our dreams, build a highly profitable 6 to 7 figure business without being unethical, doing it all ourselves, and neglecting our family and our faith? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the solutions and strategies you've been looking for. Thanks for spending time with me today. If you're new here, then welcome. Today, my featured guest is Dr. Tanya Brobren. You can find her at tanyabrobren.com. You can find the link in the show notes. And Tanya is a family physician specializing in functional and integrative medicine, as well as a certified wellness and lifestyle empowerment coach, motivational speaker, and author. Dr. Tanya has dedicated her career to helping people feel their best in their bodies so they can live happy and healthy lives and rediscover their body joy, she calls it. Now, Tanya has been featured in the Huffington Post, Thrive Global, Lisa Ranking's own Owning Pink website, as well as several popular podcasts, including EO Fire with John Lee Dumas, and now Your First 100K with this guy, Joseph Warren. She is the author of the Amazon bestselling book of Bubbles, Buddha, and Butterflies, a powerful collection of heartfelt essays chronicling her journey to a new way of living, learning, and loving. If you want that, Startup Nation, and you're not just all about the money, you want a new way of living, learning, and loving, listen up to Dr. Tanya. Despite all this success, she feels her most important role has been a wife and a mother of three. So Dr. Tanya, welcome to Your First 100K. Go ahead and fill in some of the gaps in that intro, would you?
Thank you for having me. I am newly certified Pilates teacher, and I think I have seen the beauty of Pilates and yoga and core strengthening in how we are doing this pandemic right now. So I just thought I'd throw that in because it's something I have dreamed of doing for like many years, and I finally got to do it this year. So I'm excited about that.
I like it. You're adding some tools to your tool belt for body wellness. Is that right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So before we get into your entrepreneurial story, take a minute and share something personal about you that very few people in your business life actually know.
So I'm called Bubbles, and my family would know that, and my close friends would know that, but Bubbles is my nickname. And I really do identify more as Dr. Bubbles than Dr. Tanya. Interesting, isn't it?
Yes. It's much more memorable and brandable. You know, our mutual friend, Hannah Fitz, who was on the show, she's a branding expert. Is she like pushing you to go with Dr. Bubbles versus Dr. Tanya?
No, she hasn't. A few people, I have worked with Gabby Bernstein, and she's insisting that she's not going to call me anything other than Gabby, Dr. Bubbles.
And so what's holding you back? What's the resistance there? Because you know that's so brandable.
There's no resistance. I think I'm going to just let it organically happen. So I do, for me to admit it here now for the world is probably the first step.
Okay. You know, a lot of firsts happen on my show. People, my guests will share, they're like, I have never shared that with anyone, not even my own family. And I just shared it in front of the whole world on your show. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we do here. We get real. All right, Dr. Bubbles.
There we go.
I'm gonna have some fun. I'll probably alternate back and forth. All right. So Dr. Bubbles, that's a great little personal thing about you, about your life. And I really think you got something there. All right, let's get into your story. Now, you become this wellness coach. Why was this important to you? I mean, there's so many different fields you can enter. Why is wellness with the physical body of the utmost importance? Why not mindset? Why not spirituality, right? We're body, mind, and spirit. We all know this. Why body? Why is that your jam?
I went into wellness coaching after being in the medical field for almost 15 years because I realized that my patients needed more than just me looking at their physical issues. And I wanted to be better equipped to deal with the emotional issues that I was convinced were contributing to their physical ailments. So that's really why I went into coaching. Not realizing, however, that the first client whose life I would change was my own.
Mm.
Yes.
And did that happen through you coaching others?
No, through the program that I did in learning how to coach and asking the right questions. And in realizing that I was on the right path and I was following my heart. Mm-hmm. So the wellness coaching was just one step that took me on quite a journey into the holistic wellness field.
Got it. And what kind of opposition did you go up against in the holistic wellness? I'm kind of giving away the answer here, but because some people may not consider that as, you know, credible. It's not a real doctor or anything like that. Like, how did you face that opposition? What was the biggest thing you had resistance in and how did you get past it?
I think you'd be very surprised that the biggest resistance was in my head because I was traditionally trained as in Western medicine. And if you've been in Western medicine for over 10, 15 years, you think a certain way, you've been trained a certain way, your colleagues work a certain way. And for me to step out into the holistic field, to do the wellness coaching, to do functional and integrative medicine, wasn't very easy for me to admit to my patients. Well, my patients actually were more welcoming of that. But some of my colleagues just weren't. They thought it wasn't a proper specialty. Like, why don't you, if you're going to go and spend money, why aren't you doing a proper specialty? Why are you wasting time and money on that? So I knew I was going to face that. But first I had to admit to myself that I knew deep down that I was on the right path and I knew I had no choice but to follow that. It's a calling, I think, really, to go down that path.
Now, for someone listening right now, maybe they feel that they need to shift directions from the proper track that they've been on, that's not really lighting up their heart or their soul, and they feel compelled to go do this thing over here, but they lack certainty. They're constantly second guessing themselves. Mm-hmm. How did you get past that? Like, what was the confirmation where you're like, that's it, I'm doing it, and you took that action? Speak to them right now.
Eventually, you have no choice. Eventually, the negative Nellies in your head, you have to just stop listening to them. I went through at least 3-4 years of doubting myself, doubting my calling, second guessing myself, you know, and eventually it wakes you up at night or you read something and it stirs your heart and you feel it deeply or the right person comes along. You know, Mr. Rogers says, look for the helpers. A helper drops in your lap. And literally I had like a certain type of testing literally drop into my lap. And that's what set me on this functional medicine path and then integrative medicine. So I think if it is truly your destiny, it will happen. And you just take the first step. The first step is just saying, yes, I believe in myself. I have faith in this calling that I have. Once you're on the right path, everything just seems to fall into place. It's not always easy, but it eventually falls into place.
I really get what you're saying. And so many times when I work with clients, they're like, well, I can't say yes. I can't commit to that thing, that action that I know I should do, I've been avoiding for years. It's causing all this suffering in my life, but I can't say yes and commit until I see how I'm going to do it. And I'm like, that's not how life works. The how shows up after you make the commitment.
There it is.
Would you agree with that or totally disagree?
Totally agree.
So it sounds to me like that's what you did, exactly that. You made the commitment and then you looked around and waited for the signs to show up and a helper shows up, another one maybe, and then you didn't resist it and you said, okay, let me go through that open door.
That's all I did. And once I literally turned the knob to that door, everything came to me. It wasn't that I had to go looking for the helpers. The helpers were literally falling in line. They were right there.
Okay, speak more to that, because I think many people, many of my listeners, they struggle with, I have to go and force it. I have to force open doors to get that thing that I want, my dream, my passion, my calling. I have to go figure it out. And they're constantly in this figuring it out. What's the right strategy? What's the right tactic? What's the thing? And that's why many of you, Startup Nation, come and listen to this show, is you're looking for that perfect strategy that's going to get you to the thing. Speak to that, Dr. Tanya. Is it all about strategy or is it something else? Are we missing the boat here?
What? I will tell you that I went through many trainings and I did all the B school and all of that. And they tell you, yes, that the trainings and you do the strategy. But I can tell you in the past 5 years, I've realized that you have to be prepared. Yes, you must have some form of a strategy. But I don't think we should be too attached to the strategy, because had I been so attached, I would not be here today. And what little things, synchronicities that happened, my first program in functional medicine, the head office was literally across the hotel that I had booked to stay in that time to for the interview. I didn't know that. The university I ended up doing the integrative medicine program in was about 20 minutes away from a school that my kids had gone to for almost 7 years prior to me actually taking note. I had passed that route so many times before I actually had to drive in and say, okay, this is where the university is. So these things were right there. And it was almost as if the universe was saying, this is it, you're on the right path. You know, I wasn't looking for confirmation really, but it was good when these things happened for you to say, oh, wow, I know this place or I know this person. And it falls into place. And I think sometimes we just have to step off that cliff and have faith that the wings will come and we'll fly.
It's so scary to jump when you don't see wings under your arms.
Well, I jumped. And I literally, at the beginning of this journey, I did a tandem skydive because I was petrified of heights. And a friend was going and I heard myself, oh, that sounds interesting. I've always wanted to do that. And she says, oh, I'm going next week. I've booked you. And I'm like, okay. And I did it.
That sounds like one of those open doors.
It was.
You could have slammed closed.
I came very close to saying I'm not jumping out of that plane.
Yeah, I really get that. I also have skydive, so I get exactly what you're speaking to. It's an epic feeling to literally make the jump. And what we're talking about in your business, Startup Nation, sometimes you have to figuratively make that jump. And just trust. It really comes down to trust.
Yes.
Trust that you will be supported. You will, whether if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, I know some of my listeners are Christian, God will come to your rescue when you fully trust in Him. If you're a little more woo-woo, I think they call it on the West Coast, and you believe the universe or whatever will come to your rescue and support you either way, right? Whatever words you use, you must trust that when you jump, the support will come.
Yes.
It will. It definitely will. Always. All right. So speaking of strategy, you don't think that we should be too attached to the strategies. However, you do feel that strategies are needed. They are useful, correct?
Yes, I think there should be guidelines. So I plan and I have strategies for my clinic. I mean, I opened the first clinic in my part of the island, which was different. It was the first comprehensive clinic with all specialties under one space. And it felt right, but I had a strategy. I wanted it done. And I had a vision board actually. But I had done the vision board years before. And it was only after I found it, I realized that every single thing on that vision board was actually in place when I opened the clinic. Mm. And so I do plan and I do have a strategy, but I'm also open to new ideas and opportunities that may sort of take me a little off the path of the strategy. And a lot of faith and intuition comes in there because I do believe there is a higher power guiding me. I believe in God. I believe the higher power is guiding me. And I know that sometimes I fail, but in that those times of failure are when I've gotten the biggest lessons, absolutely the biggest lessons in my life.
What I'm hearing you say, and I'm putting in my own words here, obviously, is that in business, we must, Startup Nation, learn to lead with our heart, yes, and then follow with our head, yes, meaning the strategies. But the heart is the dreams, the passion, the desires. You must lead with those to set the course, right? And then the strategies is the map, the roadmap to get there. So you follow it up with your head. However, many of us, and maybe this is you listening right now to this show, you've been stuck in your head and living in your head, and you're putting the strategies at higher importance than your dream. And you're struggling and you're frustrated and you're stressed and you have anxiety. Where here, Dr. Tanya is saying it's almost effortless in a way. It's more of an adventure of just watching for the doors that just swing open after you make the commitment to your heart, to follow your heart, to follow your dreams, to follow your calling, to follow God's plan for your life. And when you commit to it and trust, you will be supported. He will support you. Then you could just like go at it full steam, like a kid, like running for the ball, so to speak. What do you want to add to that, Dr. Tanya?
I don't think there's much I can add. You've just put it so beautifully. And it just made me realize that I've been in practice for close to 30 years. And initially I did things based on what I thought I should do, what the world told me was the traditional Western medicine way. And I followed, I was a good girl and I followed the rules. And sometimes we have to make our own rules. And had I not, I think for many years, I was far too scared to buck the system. Mm. And I stayed within the good girl role. I'm not a bad girl now, but I'm more willing to step away. And I'm more willing to speak up. And the first time you say, no, that doesn't feel right to me. My gut is telling me no. The second time it becomes even easier. The third time, and there are times when I find myself saying things and I'm like, where did that come from? Who is this person saying that? You know, and I know that that's Bubba's being like that. It's not Dr. Tanya, it's Dr. Bubba's that's really bucking the status quo.
Well, it sounds to me like that's even more of a confirmation to lean into that girl, that persona. Just saying. All right, let's get into actual strategies, right? We talked a lot of hard, intuitive stuff here. For some of my listeners, maybe you're listening right now and you're like, Joseph, I get it, but give me the darn strategy. What's the strategy? I need to follow something. I get I should live in my heart, mm-hmm, but I'm not ready. So give me the strategy that my head can follow. Otherwise, I'm turning off the show right now and I'm listening to something else. Okay, fine, Wine, wine, wine. Dr. Tanya, what are your top three tips or strategies for my listener who's whining right now to make their first 100K this year? What do you got?
I don't think they'll be very happy with me because I'm going to say pretty much the same thing. We have to have faith in ourselves and our dreams. So we have to keep listening to our heart. And I think the world needs to start connecting head and heart. It's critical. So I know that somebody's out there and saying, that's not what I want to hear. But I'm telling you, that's what you need to hear right now. Then you must have faith that you are on the right path, that you have been placed on this earth for a reason. And the only true success is to follow that path, right? The second one would be the use of intuition. Many times in my business, things have looked good on paper, but something is just holding me back. It doesn't sit well in my gut. So my intuition has led me always on the right path, always. But that wasn't always so. There are times when I did it according to the books, according to what the financial experts said, and it just didn't sit right. So my intuition was important. And the third one is to look for the helpers. Yes, we can use faith. Yes, we can follow our gut and intuition and use our head and connect our head and our heart, but we must be practical and look for the right helpers. You know, there are people who give advice, but you're not sure if they're the right people. Your intuition and faith will lead you to the right people. And we must always be open to the advice of, and I like to call it the wisdom of the elders. There are so many people. I've gotten some great, great pieces of advice from some of my older patients. You know, just in chatting with them, the helpers will come. So we have to be prepared for each step along the way. If anything, this pandemic has taught us that we've got to be prepared, but also be prepared to change course and ask and be willing to ask for help. Many people are afraid to ask for help because, you know, they think that you're stupid or you're not sure. I'm always asking, calling people. He said, I'm not sure how to do this. I have this idea. You know, what do you think? You know, I ask my patients, I ask my clients, I ask my friends, my family. I'm always asking people, you know, what do you think of this?
For all you dudes out there listening right now, you struggle with asking for help, don't you? Mm-hmm. It's not your fault. It's how you were conditioned from a little boy all the way into adolescence and as an adult man. Boys don't ask for help. Boys don't cry. Boys don't feel. It's not your fault. No. However, the rest of your life is your responsibility. So you can decide right now, right here, listening to this show, and hopefully Dr. Tanya just poked you in the heart and inspired you just a little bit. Ask for help, would you? Otherwise, you just continue going in a circle of misery. Who wants that? Come on. You've been doing it for years. Stop doing it. All right. So Dr. Tanya, fabulous advice. Follow your heart, not your head. Listen to your intuition and look for helpers, the right helpers to support you in your dream and your calling. Fantastic. Before we get into my favorite part of the show, you can find Dr. Tanya Bobrin at TanyaBobrin.com. You'll find her link in the show notes. She's a fabulous, wonderful guest, isn't she? And she's really just dropping some wisdom here on you right now. Now it's up to you if you're going to listen or if you're going to resist. How's that working for you, by the way? All right, Dr. Tanya, welcome to my favorite part of the show. Welcome to the hustle round. I'm going to ask you 10 quick fire questions. You'll have about 3 seconds to answer each. Don't overthink it. It's just for fun. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's your favorite thing about being an entrepreneur?
The challenge.
What's your least favorite thing?
The challenge.
It's a two-edged sword.
Yes.
What is your, what are you most afraid of?
As a mother, something happening to my children.
Yeah, I get that. I believe we're all struggling with something at any given moment of our life, just part of being human. What are you currently struggling with either professionally or personally right now?
Right now, finding purpose in this pandemic.
finding purpose, purpose. In this pandemic.
Yeah, finding the trying to find a reason for this.
Yeah,
because I know everything happens for a reason.
Yeah,
and I can tell you, I struggle sometimes trying to figure out why did this come into our lives.
Got it. And what did you spend way too much time doing this past year?
Netflix.
Netflix. Ah, Netflix is a dream killer, people. It's a dream killer. Yes, Netflix, you heard me. What secret fear do you have about people?
That they think I'm too much.
Too much? How do you mean?
You know, too dramatic, too passionate, too talkative.
I got it. You mean too alive?
Too alive.
Too alive. Too bubbly. That's because so many people are walking around dead on the inside because they're not committing to their heart. They're following their head. What do you wish you had learned sooner in business?
That I have the answers inside, that I don't always have to follow the status quo.
So good. What's a new habit you want to create in your life?
Probably a longer meditation and prayer practice in the mornings.
Yes, for sure.
I have one everything. Now, but it could be longer.
How much time do you put in? Just curious.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to challenge you to bump it to an hour?
Are you going to hold me accountable and when?
If you'd like me to.
I think it's something, it's on my list for as part of my January or even December, where I will add in, not necessarily in the morning, but I'm going to add in some extra in the afternoons.
Okay, got it.
Like between my end of office and getting home, I'm going to do something.
Very good.
I do intend to do that.
Excellent. And what's a bad habit you would like to break?
My addiction to sugar.
Yeah. My bride, my wife, she just did a 30-day no sugar detox and went really well for her. And the main reason why, she was like, I just want to know that I'm not addicted to sugar. I wanted to see that I can. And she did. So I bet you can as well.
I've done it before.
There you go. Pick three words to describe who you are now.
Bubbly, intuitive, medicine woman.
And pick three words to describe who you were before or your first year in this business.
Fearful, stuck, and I said scared. I was very scared. I was stuck and I was too much of a good girl. If that makes sense.
It makes total sense.
I don't have one word for that. Yeah, I was too much of a good girl. I sort of listened to the world too much.
Yeah, just following the status quo, right? We get caught up in that. Yeah, yes. For sure. And last question, if you could come back to life, look your family and friends, your children in the eye, and give them only one piece of advice about everything, what would you say to them?
Be the change you wish to be in the world. Be the change.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes.
What a good man.
Be the change.
Be the change. Stop complaining. Too many people complaining. Very little people changing. Yes. Change yourself first.
Yes.
That's the ripple that changes the world. Yeah. Any final wisdom? What's the one thing you want my listener to know about making their first 100K this year?
Follow your heart and that you have everything you need inside yourself to do this. You have it. You just have to believe.
There you go. And then surround yourself with helpers who also believe in your dreams and will support you. And when you start to trip and fall and doubt yourself, they're going to kick you in the butt and move you forward because we all need that. Awesome. Dr. Tanya, where can my listener find out more about you, get in touch with you, your books, programs, what do you got for them?
On my website, tanyabobrin.com, I have a dream catcher workbook that's perfect for the end of the year to sort of reassess life and your goals and dreams. I also have an ebook based on my body joy method, which is really a holistic approach to health and wellness. I'm on Instagram as on Dr. Tanya Bobrin and on Facebook as Tanya Bobrin as well.
And after this episode, you may be found as Dr. Bubbles all over the internet.
Yes, I think I need to start doing that.
Look at that. Awesome. Dr. Tanya Bubbles Bobrin, thank you for being on your first 100K. I wish you God's love, peace, and joy in your life, girl.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.